My name is Amanda Dunsmore, and I'm the Senior Curator of International Decorative Arts and Antiquities. The title of my essay is Hester Bateman, an 18th Century Entrepreneur. It's about a group of domestic silver objects dating to the late 18th century that were produced at a workshop that was run by a woman called Hester Bateman. Hester Bateman is now recognised as one of England's most successful silversmiths of the late 18th century, due to her entrepreneurial genius. But she actually came from a very poor background, and she had no formal education. But at the age of 24, she married the goldsmith and chainmaker John Bateman, also of similar social standing. They ran a very successful gold and silversmithing business in the heart of London at number 107 Bun Hill Road. But in 1760, her husband John Bateman died. Hester continued on the gold chain making business for about 6 months, but then she registered as a silversmith in her own right, with the first of her HB marks registered at London's Goldsmiths' Hall on the 16th of April 1761, her lack of education revealed by her inability to sign her name. She was joined by her two sons, John and Peter, who had both served apprenticeships and were fully qualified silversmiths, and thus began a highly successful family enterprise, presided over by Hester, supplying elegant domestic tablewares to the aspirant middle classes. As with many women that worked in a family business at this time, it was not until the death of their husbands that they were actually able to assume their own identity and come into their own, as it were, to come out from behind the mark of their husband as the silversmith of the family. Hester Bateman never remarried, and thus again would have vanished from the public record, but over the course of the next 30 years until her retirement in 1790, she registered a total of 9 marks and ran a thriving silversmithing workshop that took full advantage of new mechanised mass production technologies. Nevertheless, we shouldn't think of Hester as a silversmith in her own right in the sense that she actually physically made these objects. She didn't. But she presided over the business. It was her mark that was stamped on the bottom of these works as the person commissioning these objects. The gathering of pace of the Industrial Revolution during the late 18th century saw many people leaving the land and migrating to the cities for work, prompting a general increase in education and wealth throughout society, and a rapidly emerging middle class that had strong social aspirations. The extensive output of domestic wares by the Bateman Workshop reflected these enormous social changes taking place in England during this time, and Hester's entrepreneurial skill at successfully servicing a growing middle-class market. The designs on Bateman silver reflect the taste of the period, a so-called neoclassical taste, which are characterised by forms or shapes of ovals, a classical vase or amphora shape, and helmet shapes, along with the use of bright cutting, that is, punching into the silver to give a bright twinkling look, engraving and pierced ornamentation of foliage, festoons, medallions, shells, and diaper patterns. Many works were also edged with minute beading and surmounted by urn finials. Bateman is so highly regarded because she is really seen as one of those pioneering entrepreneurs that championed processes of mass production. The works in the image are all tea wares. The taking of tea during the 18th century prompted very real changes for women of social standing. Despite the fact that tea had been in Europe since at least the late 17th century, by the late 18th century, at the time that these wares were made, it still remained prohibitively expensive. Thus, the dispensing of tea was the responsibility of the lady of the house, who presided over the preparation and serving of tea each afternoon, with the key to the tea caddy remaining firmly around her neck. This important social ritual, therefore, became one means by which women began to have a greater participation in social life, albeit within the upper levels of society. Hester Bateman retired in 1790 and was succeeded by her sons Peter and Jonathan, and subsequently by other members of the Bateman family, and the business continued into the middle of the 19th century. It ran ostensibly for around 100 years, established essentially by Hester Bateman herself. She stands out for the enormous success of her business and the prodigious quantity of works that she produced. This success was only possible because of her embrace of mechanized production and her business-minded savviness that anticipated the changing demands of society and understood what was needed to successfully meet these demands.